Hi, my name is Tatiana, Reese Department Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you called to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am. My name is Becky Walker. How are you, Tanya?
My name is Tatiana, but I'm okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Tanya. Tatiana, I apologize.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, I am over 65, and I have got a couple of the risk factors, and I was wondering where there is vaccine available.
What county are you in?
I'm in Jefferson County, but I'm on the edge of Shelby, but I will travel.
Okay.
And I've already registered for the UAB sites at the Met, and I said any of them, either Parker at the Met or at Highlands University. And I've also I've tried contacting some places that people say they have them, like Rich's Pharmacy in Mountain Brook, but
mm-hmm.
I have had no luck. And I have got an appointment in Mississippi. In tomorrow in Meridian, Mississippi, but I really would rather stay in Alabama.
If I were you, I would take it because that's probably the only option you're going to have to get it this
really?
Soon because
really?
Waiting in Alabama is going to take forever. It's, most of Alabama is booked, so everybody's going on a waiting list from here on out.
Okay. So... All right, and then the UAB, I know you all aren't doing UAB, but have you heard, because the person I am with right now is over, she's over 80, and
mm-hmm.
she got her vaccine from UAB at the Met, which is very, I mean, that's real close to where I live,
mm-hmm.
and they called one day, and on a Monday, there was a recording, and she was supposed to be there on Wednesday. This was last week, and so I've caught... Is UAB doing that short, or are they booked, or what's the status of UAB? Do you know?
We don't have them at all on our list, so only Jefferson County Clinic will be able to give you that information, but they're not even answering their phone. They're booked. They have been answering the phone for three weeks, so they can't give you any answers either.
Okay,
but,
so you think I ought to go on to Mississippi tomorrow?
Yeah, that's probably the best chance you're going to have. I wouldn't even turn it down if I were you because
I don't know when
it's going to be before you get an appointment.
Okay, I heard there were some slots available in Greene County. Is that true?
We haven't had that many calls for Greene. So, I mean, if I register you, I still don't know when you will get an appointment. That part I don't know.
Okay, so what you're supposed to do then is call each county individually, the health department for each county? Is that what you're supposed to do?
They're not going to do nothing but tell you to call us back, and we don't have any information because they don't tell us nothing.
You know, I think y'all need to communicate.
We're a call center, so we really don't have nothing to do with their part. We just pre-register, and that's it. That's all we do.
You just pre-register, and then you get it as you can. Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to go to Mississippi tomorrow. Do I typically, do they give you a return visit information or an appointment at the time?
Yes, they're supposed to give you a card after your shot.
Yeah, the immunization card, but then do they make the appointment? Do you have to go back to the site where you got your shot? Okay. All right. Thank you, Tatiana. I appreciate it. And please, again, forgive me for getting your name wrong to begin with.
It's fine. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.